of Advent basically help us to ponder the three coming of Jesus Christ. First coming when he was born in Bethlehem, and when he became one of us. And this first coming we celebrate in Christmas time. Then is the third coming at the end of the world, what he was speaking today at the gospel, that they will come by surprise and that we need to be ready for that day. But we don't have to be afraid, because we know what he comes. He comes in glory, and we are awaiting his coming. And this day will be prepared by persecutions and tribulations, but his coming will be something good for us. And then is the second coming between, the coming of here and now. He comes to us now in the sacrament of Eucharist, in his word. He comes to us every day. He will come to meet us at the last day of our lives. And the most important, he comes to us in other people. And time of Advent is also time to help us to focus more on coming of Christ in our daily life. Because the best way of being prepared for his last coming at the end of the world is to focus on his coming now, as he comes every day to you and me in many different ways. You see, in the gospel, only a few times he speaks, "This is my body, this is my blood, eat it and drink it." But many, many times he says, "Whatever you did to the least of those, you did it to me. Whenever you help somebody, you help me." And he tells us again and again and again that we need to learn more and more to see him in other people. To not to miss when he comes to us in many ways, sometimes uncomfortable ways, sometimes with difficult people, to see him there and see him and love him in people around us. Now, thinking about how much we do to prepare for Christmas, all the different ways that we focus to celebrate this joyful time, by sending the Christmas cards, buying gifts for others, hanging out together. And all what we do, we can extend also in focus on those whom we easily forget. When I had about the idea that when you spend money on the Christmas gifts, but also for every dollar we spend, also have another dollar on the side to give it to the poor people, to St. Vincent de Paul Society. Maybe somebody who has struggles in your family, in your neighbor, on your neighborhood, that makes something more challenging, taking care of others. Or when we send the Christmas cards, we know there are people to whom we love send the Christmas cards, because they are our family members, friends, with people we want to share with them the joy of Christmas. But what about sending Christmas cards to those with whom you don't go along well? Somebody in your workplace, somebody from your family or your neighborhood, somebody who is difficult to you, whom you don't like, maybe with whom you are really difficult. What about praying for that person and sending Christmas card with best wishes to that person too? Or to somebody whom you haven't really heard for many years, with praying for that person. Just sharing the love of Christ with those who may have, don't have right for us, from us, to receive it. Because we don't go well with them, we haven't heard from them. Jesus asks us to reach those who are little one, who are neglected, who are in need of love. So our gift may be less egoistic, and more without an interest, expecting of something back. It's easy to say to do it, but it's difficult still to write Christmas card to somebody whom we don't like. But I think it will change a lot our relationship with people if we focus more on loving those who really struggle a lot by just simple act of kindness. And with the third coming of Christ, that he will come unexpectedly on the last day, it's like with happiness. We don't spend our lives trying to find happiness. We just do our best and we live our lives the best as can. And happiness is a result of our good choices, that we live our lives the best way we can. And the best way to prepare ourselves for the last coming of Christ is to seek him here and now and take care of his presence, you know, those places, situations, people that are difficult to us, and love them and show our compassion, mercy and forgiveness, to see Christ there. So may this Advent time help us to do it, to come again out of our comfort zones and just love more, which is easy to say, difficult to do, but it is possible because we are first loved by Christ. He loved us so we can love others.